Margot Bergen began writing her new book when her daughter Charlotte turned 9, and she gave it to her right after graduation from high school when she was setting off for her first day of college. In the book, Navigating Life, Things I Wish My Mother Had Told Me, Bergen shares her own lessons learned in hopes that her trials and errors might benefit her daughter as she set off for college and prepares to navigate life for the first time on her own. Margot Bergen has spent the last 20 years raising 3 children and working all over the world at large and small institutions focused on international development and women's leadership. Again, the new book is Navigating Life, and we welcome Margot Bergen to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe. Looking forward to our conversation.
As am I. Give us a sense of, well, first of all, how many years ago did you finish this, and did your daughter go off to college?
She went off to college 6 years ago.
So as a result of reading the book, how are things going now?
For her or for me? Or for both of us?
Well, I'll start with her and then we'll get to you.
Yes. I think things are going very well. I think she read the book immediately in student speak, means within 3 or 4 weeks of receiving it. And I think what's happened for our relationship is that she has been able to have, we've been able to have together many more sort of open conversations about some of these larger themes and issues to do with life. So I think, in fact, what she required from me after the book was for me to be actually much more kind of present to her in having some of these big conversations.
I mentioned that in the introduction that you started to write this at 9 years, when your daughter was 9 years old. What compelled you to do that at that point?
Well, it was one of those waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, looking at the ceiling moments and thinking, oh my goodness, everything is falling apart. What on earth should I do? And why didn't my parents tell me about this? And that really was the sort of the genesis of the note taking. It was a time of real desperation in my life. A lot of traumas and dramas had happened all at once in my family and to myself. Everything from, you know, divorce and job loss to, you know, addiction and depression. And I thought, why not write to my daughter about how to survive life? And that sort of started the sort of daily note-taking that turned into the book. But I think what was more important, really, was that over the decade of writing, I moved from, as my life stabilized, into thinking about how to thrive in life and what is there about this great big thing called life that I would like to both work out for myself in real time and then convey to her and to her siblings.
The subtitle of the book, of course, Things I Wish My Mother Had Told Me. And how true is that in the sense of what did your mother tell you? And obviously there's the connotation there that, you know, nobody could tell you everything, right?
Well, exactly. And I think what happens, you know, my mother taught me many incredible things about sort of learning and literature and culture and some of the sweet things in life. But I think what we all do as parents is to try and do more for our children than was done for us. And so for me, on that day of reckoning, I realized that there were some significant gaps about some of the big questions in life that I really needed to, first of all, learn for myself, because I hadn't learned them from either of my parents, and then secondly, to convey to the kids. So it was sort of a gap. It was filling the gaps and then realizing, oh, actually, there are even more things here that I didn't know. How about I put those down on paper, too? You know, things like, you know, how to deal with money, or how to deal with fear. I mean, these aren't necessarily conversations you might explicitly have with your children, particularly my mother was born in the 1930s and I was born in the mid-60s. Right. Generationally, I don't think either of us was set up to have those kinds of intimate, practical, pragmatic discussions.
So in 2001, you get a divorce. You move in with your 3 young children into the house of a man who's 26 years older than you. In the span of just a few months, the man who you're living with has a cardiac episode. His job is axed. Your father, who is an alcoholic, was hospitalized with liver disease. And your 5-year-old son was diagnosed with a learning disorder. By any measure, that's a lot of stuff to be thrown at you at one time. So in some ways, I understand the of why that would compel you to want to prepare somebody, but I don't think you could ever be prepared for that kind of carnage coming your way all at once.
Yeah, I don't think you can. And I think that was probably one of the big takeaways from the decade of writing, is that I can't prepare or protect. I mean, I can't protect them from these dramas of life. But what I can do is, as a mother, sort of send them some early warning signals that life is not going to be smooth. There are going to be ups and downs. And the way in which you prepare yourself to deal with that is really to take a step back, understand who you are, understand what your values are, anchor yourself in a kind of stability and steadiness that I really was lacking from my own childhood. So you're right, the carnage will sometimes come, but it's really how do you deal with it and break it down so that you don't sink and drown?
And I'm interested in the not drowning part. So at what point did you know you were safe and out of the water?
I think it was probably about 4 or 5 years later. Actually, it was when my partner and I finally split up and I managed to buy my own house and I was looking after the kids by myself. And I realized, you know what, this is crazy, but somehow I'm doing it on my own, and being on my own is absolutely fine. And I think once I had shown myself that, you know, I actually could do life without relying too much on other people, although I'm not averse to asking for help at all. But I think really it was about 5 or 6 years into the writing when I realized, all right, you know, I've got some stability now. I can pay my bills. I've got a job. The kids are all right. And we're all breathing. And maybe I have very low standards, but breathing is good.
Breathing is good. No, I think that's a fine standard. As far as the, as I said, there's a lot of struggle in this book, but there's also a lot of triumph, too, that you are sharing with your child.
Yes, I think I'm showing her that, you know, I've spent a lot of time working around the world with, you know, hundreds of women leaders who've lived lives that, gosh, have been much more difficult than mine. And I think the notion of triumph, the notion of just getting it right and being filled with gratitude for doing that is just a wonderful thing. And this is where I say to her in the book, you know, come to the world with good cheer. Go to bed at night and say thank you. You know, savor the small things, relish the large things, and just, you know, pay attention and be kind.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you have three children. The daughter that you wrote this for is your oldest child, but I assume it's for all the children.
Well, it is, but the secret, of course, is that I've written each of them a book because I couldn't just write one book. I had to go on a crazy odyssey to write three. So I haven't quite finished my son's book, but my daughter, Isabel, she has her own book. And then my son, I'm sort of halfway through his book, which is actually in some ways a crazier, more wonderful kind of, you know, guns, rosaries, you know, sort of pimple cream, you know, dealing with a boy is very different to dealing with a girl. But it's been a fun and crazy 15-year project.
Was it always your intention when you were writing it for your daughter, and I guess in the 6 years since you gave it to her, of how did you decide to then put it into print?
Well, as I was writing it, I never dreamed of putting it into print. In fact, I didn't even think about it until after I had written my second daughter's book. So we're really at that point 12 or 13 years into this project. So it was only really sitting on the porch with a glass of wine, talking to some girlfriends and telling them that I was writing a lot. And they asked to have a look at the first three pages and they read it and said, well, why don't you put this out into the world? So it was a really private project for the first 13 years.
And did you lose anything? I mean, is it hard to share something that was written privately?
It is. It is hard to do that. But I also realize it's the glorious, you know, it's the price and the cost of going public. But I think that having spoken to a number of people since it was published about everything from depression to fear to job loss to addiction, that actually we're all sharing this same journey. And there's really not that much to be scared about in sharing it, because it started what I really wanted for the book, which is a conversation about, you know, how to be fully human and how to be engaged in the world. So although I am quite a private person, it's taken me a lot of courage to put it out there, but so far the response has been basically, you know, thank you.
And as far as your kids go in sharing the books, they were okay with that as well?
Yeah. I mean, Charlotte had complete sort of editorial control over her book. And, the other two, you know what it's like with children. They're like, oh, yeah, Mum wrote a book. We're going back to college.
Yeah. Nice. Keep up. You know. Do your thing. I'm going back to school.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
They have things to do, too, of course. Margot Bergen's new book is Navigating Life, Things I Wish My Mother Had Told Me, and the book is out now. It's from Penguin Press. Margot, thank you very much for sharing with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Again, the name of the book, Navigating Life, Things I Wish My Mother Had Told Me, by Margot Bergen. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.